I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. 3-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley are sold out. So now your only way to get them is to win them here on Alice. We have them at 8:30, 12:30, 3:30, and 5:30. Single day tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at BottleRockNapaValley.com. That's also where you'll find the single day lineups, etc. All the information you could ever want or need. And now it is time for Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. A workout. Girl, look at that body. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. I'm sorry, I miss Bryn. 3 days, this guy is so sick. I'm going to start with...
I would have sang with you, but I was eating.
You want to do it again? Girl, look at that body. Look at that body.
Girl, look at that body. Workout.
A workout. Green Day is... Well, Billy Joe, we were talking about them briefly this morning. Mm-hmm. He has posted a very interesting thing on his Instagram.
Okay, I follow him, but I don't remember this. So.
Yeah, this is, you know, it's funny because I'm actually looking at his Instagram right now, and I see that you know how people you know that like other posts.
Oh, yeah, I can see
that you posted the one he posted afterward, so you must have missed this other one, and I'm just going to play it for you right now, just so you can, let's see here.
Looks like our new record's coming out in like a month or something. So, we're just planning some stuff, some surprises. Mm. But, one thing I was thinking is, does anybody have like a relatively big backyard that we can do like a backyard party somewhere?
Sarah,
we
yeah.
come
your
play
hands
your
up.
Yeah, yeah. House or your garage, backyard, or. I don't know. Do you have like a barn or is there a church or church parking lot?
I think it sounds bigger than my yard.
You know, I was conceived in a church parking lot.
Oh.
Anyways, just hijinks, fun, mischief, backyard party with your favorite band, Green Day. Oh, yeah, it'd have to be in California.
One more thing. So I guess he's looking for direct messages, and I'm sure he got 50,000 of them yesterday.
Yeah, it'd have to be in California.
Sorry. I mean,
and Northern California.
That's awesome.
It'd have to be in California. Okay.
So one of my best friend's kids, I may have even told you this story. He has taken up guitar, and he sent me a video of his son's band playing a backyard party. And
so fun.
It's so...
Oh, I think you did
tell
us.
Did I tell
you
the story?
Yes.
It's so cool to see... I mean, this kid is... I've known him from a little baby, and I don't know him well because we live... There's a distance between us, but I bought him the guitar from Alan. I had Alan, you know, and it's not an expensive one. He was just starting, but I was like, yeah, I'll get him that.
Yeah. Well, you're really good at encouraging. Like, if someone says, I'm into skateboarding, next thing you know, Vinny's gifted him a skateboard.
Totally. Here you go. Let's see if this works for you. I love that people, I want people, all people, guys, girls, to have outlets. That's the thing.
I think it's incredibly important.
Right.
And I love that you see that. I know so many people, just they don't have a hobby.
But
they don't have an outlet.
Right. The video of him and his little band playing on this grass backyard in somewhere.
So awesome.
All the other kids are dancing and slam dancing around them, doing a Nirvana cover or something. And I was like, so.
It's great.
That's it. Right there. That feeling where you're just jamming and everyone's having the time of their life.
It's the best feeling in the world to. Well, live music in general is just super fun, but to be part of the performing of it is amazing.
And to have Green Day play your backyard.
It would be worth having to lay down new sod afterward.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, I know, they would destroy your backyard. But it would also, I mean, my thought was, first I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally want that. I'm picturing just like, you know, me and my 10 friends. And I'm like, oh, it probably doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's like, he's saying church parking lot. I'm like, that sounds like a big public event. I really don't want a big public event in
or
my
maybe
backyard.
They're doing a contest, enter to win kind of thing.
Right.
Well, so people, what do they do? Go to the Instagram?
It doesn't really say how, I mean, he's really just sort of spitballing ideas is what it sounds like. So if anything comes of that, I'm sure they'll make it a little more official, like how to enter or whatever. But I'm sure he got 1,000 DMs yesterday. Right. Sounds like they just want to have some fun and play around and do some like unusual, smaller, tiny venues.
I'm telling you, that's what made me think of get the video that I watched of my buddy's kid's band. That video alone of them playing a backyard party is promotion for their whole tour.
Yep.
Like, how rad is that?
Incredibly
It'll be
rad.
Normal kids and grown-ups raging on the same field of grass that the band's playing on.
Right.
No stage.
No.
Like, there you are. You're just right
it's
next
so...
to them.
Mm-hmm. And those are the most fun parties to go. I remember being a kid and going to parties where there was an actual band playing in the backyard, and it was just like, holy cow. This is kind of amazing. And usually, you know, like the sound system sucked or even the band sucked. But it was just so fun. It just added a whole other dimension. My brother used to be in a band that would play backyard parties while you were out. YWO.
Oh, that's the name of the band.
That was the name of the band.
There's a band that I love. They actually started out as Minor Threat, which is an old punk band. And they were very do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that was the whole thing was they made their own records. They made their own flyers. They, you know, promoted their... They went on to become a band called Fugazi.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole thing was to keep shows super affordable and find weird venues. And if you look online, you will find them playing high school gyms.
Super cool.
And where they're playing, the kids are basically sitting at their feet.
Right.
They're part of the show.
Right.
And that's the experience. So I think that's rad.
Yeah, I think it's great.
It'll be really cool.
I hope they do it near my house. I'll go to that.
Yeah, not at your house, though.
Yeah, it's not going to have to be at my house. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they surprised everyone yesterday, including their families, by saying, we're quitting so we can spend more time away from our family. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced yesterday they're going to step back. We're stepping back as senior members of the royal family. They're not quitting or renouncing their fancy titles. They will still be the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. They've decided to, quote, carve out a progressive new role within this institution. Part of that carving includes becoming financially independent, which, guess what? You already are. They have $30 million between the two of them.
Oh, really?
Like their own. And I think, I don't know how the whole royal family thing works, but they get paid to be to be a part of the press that, you know, happens and
to
do appearances.
All the time.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, all the time. They're talking about, so financially independent, okay, I think you'll make it with your $30 million. They're going to split their time between the UK and North America. So she's like, you know what? And she's bitched a lot. And reasonably so. I mean, the thing is, I think that it's like having a kid. You think you have an idea of what it's going to be like. And people around you go, well, it's... You know, it's this or it's that or it's harder than you think, man. And then you get into it and you go, oh, my God, you can't even really impart the challenges that come with being a parent and just how it changes you as a person and the way you feel about this person or the child, whatever. And I think that that's what she's experiencing. She's like, yeah, I heard it was going to be hard. So, in fact, that's one of the things that she said. Let me see if I can find the exact quote. Biggest thing I know, she said, is I never thought this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's hard to reconcile because they've been just torn apart in the British tabloids,
right.
They're always trying to spark a feud between Meghan and Prince William. What's that?
Kate?
Yeah, Kate Middleton. And spark a feud between Harry and his brother William. And they're just, you know, I'm sure constant comments on what she's wearing and how she looks and how fast her recovery is after her baby and blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't read the British tabloids religiously.
But they also say that Meghan has gone through like 4 to 6 assistants in the past year and a half or so.
Oh, is she very difficult?
That's what they say, but who knows?
Well, right. They're going to say whatever they want because they're the British tabloids.
Right.
So it looks like they're going to split their time between here in North America somewhere. Isn't she Canadian?
No, she's from Canoga Park, L.A.
Oh.
So I heard that they were going to move to L.A.
Okay. Hmm. And, oh, maybe they shot Suits in Canada or something.
That's possible. Everyone goes to Canada. It's cheaper.
And then North America and the UK. Harry has a series on mental health in the works for Apple TV Plus or whatever Apple Plus is.
He does?
He does, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
is he going to Hollywood?
Sounds like it. They also want to be free to interact with the media in any way they see fit. The whole family currently participates in something called the Royal Rota System, R-O-T-A. It's basically a pool of British press organizations that get access on some kind of schedule with and all the official engagements for the royal family. They get access to the royals through that. And they're like, we're not going to be in that anymore. Nobody has access to us.
Hmm.
So they haven't been happy with how the British media has been treating them. They say they plan to, quote, honor our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth, and our patronages. They didn't clear any of this with the family beforehand, which is totally awesome. One of the sources from the palace, I don't know, from the Queen's court, said, the Queen is blindsided by this development. In fact, the release that came from Buckingham Palace said, discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach. But these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. Meanwhile, Megan's like, no, they won't. We're moving. You know how much time they'll take? The time it takes us to find a house in L.A. There's already a snappy hashtag. Hashtag Megxit. Hilarious.
That is hilarious.
And someone congratulated her on Yoko Ono-ing the royal family. So I don't know how that whole thing will shake out.
Huge change. What?
What do you think?
I think they're going to say, you ain't never getting out.
Oh, once you're in the mob, you're in the mob.
You are.
They're going to get to, yeah, you can leave, but we're going to whack you.
I just don't think that that's the way that works.
Right. Well, he's sixth in line for the throne now because of William's kids. So I'm wondering if they'll just say, fine, let him go. They'll still
return your crown.
Maybe, and maybe renounce your titles.
Yeah.
It's not the first time it's happened. I think it was like, I want to say like Henry VII abdicated so he could marry some divorcee from America.
Mm-hmm.
People have walked away. In fact, I think Prince Andrew just walked away from his royal duties
because he didn't walk away.
Yeah,
he got
thrown out.
Yeah. He was fired.
Listen, that was a mutual decision, but that was because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
And
so
the photos of him with an underage girl where they're like, yeah, he boned her that night.
Mm-hmm.
And there he is going... Yeah.
And the royal family's like, you're excused.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I mean, that guy.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be the first time that someone has abdicated their duties. Buck Henry has died.
I don't know who that is.
You do, actually. He was 89 years old. He's an older guy. In the early days of SNL, he was on all the time. He would, I think he wrote and he would actually appear on it. I don't know if you'll recognize his face. Maybe
Buck Henry.
Yeah, he wrote The Graduate. He created and wrote the show Get Smart.
Oh, I loved
which,
Get
me
Smart.
Too. He, let's see. He also wrote something called What's Up, Doc? And he
died. A movie, What's Up, Doc?
Yeah.
With Barbara Streisand, I think.
Let's see. He directed the Warren Beatty movie, Heaven Can Wait.
Oh, that was a cute movie.
Yeah, I remember that. He won an Emmy in 67 for Get Smart, the spy spoof that he created with Mel Brooks. And tons of other accolades. So they're basically saying he hosted Saturday Night Live several times during its first five seasons. He was, they say, you may remember the samurai skits that John Belushi did. He was his foil, apparently, in all of those. Here's a picture of him. He died of a heart attack last night at Cedars-Sinai at the age of 89. Buck Henry, rest in peace. And we are only, do you recognize him at all?
No.
We're only 9 days into the new decade, but we may already have the worst show of the decade coming to TV. At this point in time, I feel like we could do with less Bachelor and Bachelorette and dating shows. And yet they seem to be multiplying.
Well, you watch them.
I don't. I fell
you
off.
Your husband.
No, he fell off this season, too. A lot of people are falling off this season. Anyway, ABC is developing, check this out. You'd think I'd be into this. I'm not. I'm not into this. ABC is developing a music-centric spinoff of The Bachelor called Listen to Your Heart.
Listen to your heart.
Here's how it works. It's 20 single men and women together, you know, together. Not like one bachelor and 20 women. It's mm-hmm. like 20 men and women. They will sing covers of songs individually and as couples. And then they'll, quote, explore relationships while living together and going on dates with a musical flair.
Wait, so they'll do karaoke together?
Sounds like it. I don't know exactly.
Sounds lame.
It sounds beyond lame. Like, even I'm into it, and I'm not into it.
Jenna Dewan is the host of that Flirty Dancing.
Uh-huh.
And the little commercial, because that's the only way I would have heard about this, says something like, they don't know each other, the two dancers. Mm-hmm. They don't talk to each other or something. They dance, oh. and that's their first
meeting.
Connection.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I thought, super lame. But someone will like it, right?
Right. And someone's gonna like listen to your heart.
It starts April 13th on ABC. Congratulations. Yeah. What's
All
coming
right.
up in the news, Vin?
Your boy Newsom makes the news.
All
so
right.
I'll update you on that. Miller Lite makes the news, which I don't know, and
really?
More after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.